A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 15th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the possibility of a Tsvangirai Mujuru 2018 presidential ticket.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
I want you to congratulate Dr. Mujuru and her leadership for seeing it necessary for us to have this joint program. We now need the collective consensus of all of Zimbabwe to make sure that Mugabe listens to the voice of the people. We are for the rule of law. We are for the removal of government by the rule of law.
Zimbabwe is for us all. Let's not fight. We want to weed out all the corruption, all the nonsensical things that are existing amongst ourselves. Let's all unite for the betterment of Zimbabwe.
The voices you heard there, Morgan Tsvangirai and also Joyce Mujuru, two opposition leaders. And once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the possibility of an alliance between the two.
In a move described by both parties as historic, leaders of the Zimbabwe People First, or ZimFest, and the Movement for Democratic Change, led by Morgan Tsvangirai, joined hands on Saturday to stage a peaceful march in Gweru to protest against the continuing social, economic, and political problems in Zimbabwe.
Some political analysts are saying that a march together is a harbinger of things to come, raising the possibility of a coalition. But some are saying the coalition prospects might be dampened by power struggles in the between the two political forces. Of course, as we reported earlier on, there are reports that some in Zimbabwe People First are saying they are concerned by a call allegedly made by President Robert Mugabe to Mr. Tsvangirai. Of course, Mr. Tsvangirai's handlers are dismissing that call had anything significant attached to it. But of course, this has caused friction between the two parties.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Remember that we are also streaming live on Facebook. So if you wish to join us on live on Facebook, go there right now. You can like our pages as well, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and Studio 7. Let's go for it.
Onguka hamawadiwa ti nukutambira ni mfaro panupa Studio 7 apo tuda kunge tichi taura neje musangano wakaitwa na va Morgan Tsvangirai mtungamiri wa MDCT na amai Joyce Mujuru vanotungamira Zimbabwe People First. Aba virava vaka fora vachi ratidzira iwo mu Midlands muguta reGweru nemusi wemugovera pamwe vari kuti iwo pada zvichaita kuti vakwanise kunge vachiita mushandira pamwe vobatsirana iwo kuti vange vachikwikwidza musarudzo dza 2008 vakasimba nekuti vakawanda vari kuti kana pasina mubatira pamwe vanhu vachingoita mazvake mazvake avaone vachikunda bato reZANU-PF. Gibbs.
Yevambe zulukandaba lingalitona njani lapelikona kona apo ke eZimbabwe tina ngapa siyaphila sibili loba ke kuchisa okunye okumangalisayo alichisi nje likhipha inhlanzi emanzini ye udaba esilalo lamhlanje lapha kumsazo sikhuluma ngakhona okwenziwe uMorgan Tsvangirai kanye lo nkosikazi Joyce Mjuru kunangaleke eGweru ngempela viki sizwile ukuthi ababili laba bakhokhele ukutshengisela phakathi kwabantu beZimbabwe betshengisela nje khona ngale ngokuthi khonoko ungazani kwenzakala elizweni abakuthandi kangako. So ke abanye abantu sebesithi njengoba behambe batshengisela ndawonye lokhu sokusitsha ukuthi sokuzaba lokubambana kumabandla lawa. Ye bakhona bathi hayi kungeke kwenzakale, abanye baphinde bethi kuyabhidlizwa nje ukulithizelana isikhundla. So sifuna ukuzwakana ukuthi likubona njani khonoku okwenzakale khona ngale. Ye nxa lifuna ukungena kuhlelo khangelani ke kuFacebook siya live streamer okwamanje njalo ke lisitshala ucingo nasi inombolo 001 202 619 2077. Yes,
over to Gibbs, I think we have our two guests lined up. First, we have Honorable Abednego Bebe, who is the MDCT Organizing Secretary. Honorable Bebe, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. We also have Mr. Kudakwashe Baskiti, a founder member and national member of the Zimbabwe People First. Mr. Baskiti, good evening.
Good evening, Jesse.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's start with you, Honorable Pepe. Something happened at the weekend, and it's very rare to have such kind of occasion where Mr. Tsvangirai shares a stage with people like Joyce Mujuru. So tell us, is this something new? Are we going to see more of this, or it was a one-day-off thing?
Well, I don't want to preempt our plans. As you know, that our idea is to make sure that this time around we fight Mugabe, make sure that Mugabe goes and rest. As you know, I want to take you back during the time of the liberation struggle. You remember when we were fighting Ian Smith, we had two fronts that we were fighting from. We were fighting from Mozambique and we were fighting from Zambia. But it did not mean that because we're fighting from two different angles, opposite angles, it did not mean that we are not fighting for one goal. We were fighting for one goal then. And as such, we have been ruled for 36 years, and all, over those 36 years, we have not been happy. And we enlightened Robert Mugabe to even to Western Ian Smith. And what we are saying is, it is a good gesture that we have to fight from different directions and make sure that come 2018, Mugabe is going to West.
Thank you, Honorable Bebe. Mr. Baskiti, any prospects of an alliance?
Definitely, the meeting and gathering over the weekend is quite prelude to what is to happen for our country. What is definite and clear to every Zimbabwean is that we have one common enemy, which is Robert Mugabe and the ZANU-PF. Why? Because they have run down the economy and the people are suffering. People want solution and solution to economic recovery. And that solution has to come from like-minded people, like what Honorable Debes rightly says to the highlight of the previous liberation parties on one goal to liberate and to resuscitate the livelihood of people who were marginalized. But that goal was not achieved. And it has to be achieved now by the same people who share the same ideological persuasion. And that is MDC and People First. And all any other like-minded people within the progressive opposition parties. That is no longer a secret, but the writing is clearly on the wall and it will happen.
Thank you so much. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the possibility of an alliance between Zimbabwe People First and the MDCT. Of course, you heard Gibbs from Mr. Baskiti there saying that their common enemy is actually Mr. Mugabe. But some are saying the opposition's worst enemy is itself because of the continual divisions.
Yes, we Baba Pepe, we zwele lapha kukhulunywa ukuthi ke abantu bakhangela sibili ukuthi baye kumgabe kompana bamkhiphe. So ke kodwa kulabanye abaqonqosela ngokuthi abaphikisayo yibe ngazani balenkinga. Kambe inkinga ingabi ngapi Pepe okwenza ukuthi abantu bagcina bengasabambani?
Uyabona umbono obonwa ngabantu abangekho egemini kufanana lo muntu obukela ibhora eBarberfield. Uyabona omunye umuntu esadalala eginqa zabe emizitethi lwana kakulanto yayenzayo. Ngenxa yokuthi yena uhlezi phansi ubukele. Wona abantu abakhuluma njalo abathi common enemy opposition. Ngabe i-opposition sibone bona ukuthi asozibawa i-common enemy. Ngoba i-common enemy esiyaziyo thina ngumgabe. And i-opposition nxa ikhona, they are trying their best to make sure that they alleviate lives of those very same people that are complaining but doing very little. So we want people that complain and they contribute towards making sure that they achieve what they want to achieve. Nothing has contributed down our canal with I will don't try opposition. By the way, what is opposition? Opposition into yonke engavumelani lento ezakala eZimbabwe. Irregardless ukuthi abantu bazibona nje ukuthi lwana osenibizwa kwathiwa ng-MDC kumbe lwana osenibizwa kwathiwa ng-People First kumbe lwana osenibizwa kwathiwa izaphu etc etc yibo kuthiwa i-opposition. That is wrong. That liyana ilibizo kuphela cha. Nxa ibizo nelana singalikhipha umuntu weZimbabwe wonke nguye o-opposa umgabe, ngoba okwenziwa umgabe leZANU-PF is not good to the Zimbabwean people. So ukuthi kube nomunye umuntu obona omunye umuntu ozamayo ukuthi kazani ngendlela eqondileyo engangeni ukuthi athi ukuthi hayi laphana ndikhutha laphana senzeni so, it is not fair, ngoba wenza ukuthi abanye abantu abazimisele ukuthi basebenzi bezisebedinini. So asibambisaneni sonke sibekwazi ukuthi sonke sifuna ukuhlala kuhle, singakhangelani ukuthi ubani ukhuthile kumbe ubani kenzanga kuhle. Asingeneni simncedise, wena lowo ongakwenzanga kuhle ungangena phakathi umtshele ukuthi khona hayi laphana wenzanga kuhlenza so lizazwisisana masinya. Kulokuthi sibe sisizwa imibono enjalo ayisiniki amandla njalo ayisinika amadlabuzane. Abantu kufanele basinike amadlabuzane, ngoba asiko ukuthi sizenzela okuyangena ezikhwameni zethu kumbe okuyadliwa ngabantu abethu, kodwa senzela umuntu wonke elizweni ukuthi impilo yakhe ibe ngcono kusasa.
Thank you so much, Baba Pepe. Ubambe khonapho ungayindawo. So all what you are saying is that sometimes spectators are a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at a person who is at PF watching a Dynamos, a Islanders match, you know, and then you have a guy sweating there, you know, on the ground and doing a lot. And then you hear some spectator saying, oh, that guy is not doing anything. So he says that applies exactly to some people who just create things, you know, because he says they're trying their best to fight against a common enemy, who is Mr. Mugabe, and they will do exactly that.
Regati mbonzi wakunava basketi va basketi pane chinobuda here pamubatanidzwa apa, nekuti vakawanda vari kuti chavari kutoona ndechekuti vanopikisa vanopedza nguva yakawanda vachikandirana zvibhakera pane kuti vange vachiona kuti vangabvise sei ZANU-PF pachigaro.
Iko zvino zvichiburikidza nekuona kwakaita nyika yese kuti vatungamiriri vemapati maviri akakura ari kupikisa Mugabe, MDC vachangirai namaijuru ePeople First, vakataridza vanhu kuti pano tasvika panguva yekuti nhamo yava munyika haichadi kuti umwe abve ari kure, umwe achibva ari koko, nekuti ndezvinozoita kuti murenge ZANU-PF navamugabe avo vaparadza nyika varambe vachienderera mberi nekuparadza nyika nekunyengedzera vanhu kana tasvika kumaelection voramba vodzokera. Saka vakauyira pamwe chete kuitaridza kuti vanhu veZimbabwe vava kuziva kuti munhu kana bato raparadza nyika iZANU-PF navamugabe. Vese vane mapato avo akasiyana neZANU-PF vanokwanisa kugara pasi. Kana uchitarisa mucherechedzo wakaita naIvan Mawarire, mufundisi wakangoti vanhu endai munotaridzira mose, vanhu vose vakabva kuPeople First vakaenda vakaratidzira vakagara, vakabva kuMDC, vakabva kuPDP, vakabva kuZapu, vese vakaenderana neshoko iroro. Zvinoreva kuti vanhu vese vava kuziva kuti mapato ose akavambwa nechinangwa chekuti apikise utongi wakaipa wezanu PF. Saka iko zvino anofanira kuchifamba ari pamwe chete kuti achitaridza vanhu vose kuti aiwa chatinoda chinhu chimwe, hatidi masimba ekuzvitsvakira isu kuti ningazi yaita mbiri yekuti ndiye purezidendi kana kuti mbiri yekuti ndiye mutungamiriri wakanaka. Aiwa, charapo ndechekuti vana vezimbabwe vanofanira kusunungugwa kubva mukutambura munhamo wavaita nyika yaparadziwa. Ufumi hwenyika 15 billion yakatorwa ikaendiwa nayo, vane dzandiro yakaritarura ivari kunze kwenyika, vana vese vezimbabwe vachitambura mari haichaoni kumuzimbabwe. Zvinobatsaridza vose vari kuarmy, vari kusiyawo mapurisa, vanhu vose pavane contenders yekuti mugabe haakonewa kutonga nyika, ZANU PF yakonewa kutonga nyika. Saka zvinani tibatane pamwe chete tiwirirane kuti tidzosere kuti vanhu vawane kusununguka nepumbiso munyika. Ndo mucherekedzo wakaita kugoru. Saka wetiri kuzomira ucharamba uchinda mberi, vanhu tichisangana musi wa26 takatobvumidzana kuti tinoenda nyika yose yegoratidzira kuti mapato ose ari pamwe chete nevatungamiriri. Hazvisiri kumirira pagoru, zvatova kutoenda kusvika mubhadharadza nezvanu PF, hapachina chichamira.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Honorable Basikiti Gibbs.
So now we are joined by our third guest, and that is Mr. Israel Moyo, who is an independent political commentator and is based in Bulawayo. Mr. Moyo, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, gentlemen, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
So now tell us, you know, weighing in terms of what happened at the weekend. There we saw Mr. Tsvangirai in Gweru and Mrs. Mujuru sharing the same podium. What does it mean for Zimbabwe?
Thank you. What we saw happening over the weekend is not new to Zimbabwe. We saw this happening during the War of Liberation, where two fronts, like one honorable guest has already alluded to, ZANU-PF and ZAPU joining hands to fight a common enemy. Now, the problem that I think we had then was that we did not clearly define what we were fighting. Or should I say, some of us did not understand what we were fighting. But I'm glad that Joshua Nkomo actually defined it later on. But we were fighting a system. We were not fighting Ian Smith. We were not fighting the whites. Although, of course, most of us, when we put in our efforts there, we were focusing on defeating Smith and defeating the whites. It's not the person that we're fighting. We're fighting the system. Now, what we did not realize, and we're only realizing now, is that there were other hidden goals or agendas that were not defined then, but that became apparent at independence. And this is why we went through the bitter Kukraund era, which I don't want to dwell on too much, because that's not the subject of the day. Now, what we saw over the weekend is identical to that. And what we must ask ourselves is, what do these two parties then intend to do? What are the hidden goals that must be paired for now, so that we are clear if we're going to commit our time and resources to know that what is it that we are chasing? I would take, if at all, that is something to talk about, I would take that as a new project that has just been initiated. But for a new project that has been initiated, we need to understand the problem that it seeks to address, or the opportunities that we want to take advantage of. As is this an opportunity for Zimbabwe? Is it an opportunity for Tsvangirai? Is it an opportunity for Mujuru? If it's an opportunity for Zimbabwe, then let the Zimbabweans understand that opportunity and define the scope of the project to say, at the end of the project, what do we want to see? But my advice is, we don't want to see the creation of another Mugabe, because we are responsible attitude they were complaining about him. Are we not going through the same process again? This is what we should worry ourselves about next. What is it that Tsvangirai is looking to achieve? And what is it that he is looking to achieve? And for whose benefit? Who is the stakeholder at the end of it all? Unless and until we are clear about the personal goals of their enemy, we don't want to do it into believing that this is for Zimbabwe. We want to be sure that it is indeed for Zimbabwe, not for personal glory. Zimbabwe right now is a carcass that everyone I know is waiting to feast on. And the problem that we want to deal with, which we are calling Mugabe, is becoming too big for either Tsvangirai or Mthuli to tackle. Hence the need for them to join hands. So we welcome the development, but we do not want to create another Mugabe. For me, to make Mugabe a project would be a big mistake. To make Zimbabwe focus too much on Mugabe is a big mistake. We don't want to focus on Mugabe. We should focus on the system that created him, so that we don't find ourselves having the same problem again. We don't want, after spending 2 years, 3 years on a project, only to know that we've not moved an inch. So some baseline science or research must be carried out to understand where we are and how we got to where we are. And then move on from there and be sure that we are now moving out of the system, out of a problem. Mugabe is not a problem for me. The system that created him is the problem, and that's what you should be worried about.
Thank you very much, Mr. Moyo, and stay on the line. Lapha ke slow muntu econgweni lapha blessing and uthi kafuna ukuthi simethe ngebizo ukhona ngale ke etsholotsho sakubona khona ngaphetsholotsho.
Yebo, linjani baba?
Siphilile mntu mdala, kunjani etsholotsho?
Hayi, sina siziphilile.
Ye, nantu daba baba.
Ye, okokuqala mntu omdala, I think ngiba lokuthakuza ukuthi ke umama uMjuru u-genuine sibili ukuthi engajoyinana nobaba uTsvangirai izandla ukuze udubo lolo lukhona kususwe umongameli obusayo ngendlela efaneleyo. Why ngisitsho njalo? Kanti kungani kungaba lo muntu oyipolitician ngapha emathebeleleni engavusa amehlo uthwala nzima? Asithi mhlawumbe ngabe uJoyce Mjuru ngubaba uLwadimela amawovethu ubaba uSibanda. UJabulani Sibanda, sithi ngaba kade kungeyade funa ukwenza i-assassination yona le etshona iqalwa umama uMjuru, ukuthi kathi ngabe kathi esiumfo wethu ungathi, kumbe sithi ngabe nguPose wela akade efisa uku-assassinate uMgabe, ngabe ungaphi? So into engenza ngitsho njalo, izano siyayazi ihlakaniphile. Yes, nxa umama uMjuru engajoyina ubaba uTsvangirai ngendlela epheleleyo, kuzaba yinto emnandi esiyithandayo. Kodwa ke asinanzelelenini ukuthi amadoda la engabe ehlakaniphile ngumuntu nje ofuna ukuzobuzela abone ukuthi uhamba njani ephathini kababa uTsvangirai. Izano umuntu omdala uyakwanisa ukuthi uJoyce Mjuru amkhonkothe nje njengenja, kodwa angamlumi. Uyabona inja ungayitshela ukuthi ngikhonkothe ungandilumi. Ngoba why zithi ngabe ngumuntu emathebeleleni ngabe usegijimile wabale? Kuba uJoyce Komola wagijima waboBotswana, wagijima waboBritain. Kodwa uMjuru-ke bayidlala insoro ekhona aphi Harare, zange sizoyithiwa ubalekile. Phela i-assassination kuyona umuntu osabisayo, umuntu we-assassination nomuntu wenhlamba. Kanti uJB uJabulani wazikhulumela inhlamba zakhe wathwala nzima. Kanti lo we-assassination asikambone emiswa nemakoti. So kuyamangalisa. Kodwa nxa kuthi ejoyinile umama uMjuru e-genuine, hayi sithi amhlophe. Futhi bese ngisithi mina amabandla amanye nxa kunjalo abambane ukuze sibone ukuthi-ke iZANU-PF ingaphuma njani. Labanye futhi abakuZANU-PF ngiyakhola ukuthi ubaba uMgabe abasamfundi, abasukume babambane lathi, even amanye ama-CIO lamasosha antu labo velwe balabantwana balezihlobo ezihluphekayo babubona ubunzima. Ngithanda ukubisela amazwi kababa lo okhulumileyo ukuthi let's change the system. Kufana lo muntu nje ongangena ebhasini usihube liyana enkayi liyana, athi khona singachinja udriver izinto zizahamba kuhle asitshene udriver le system ibhasi ngoba sifuna ukuhamba ngesikorokoro singene ku extra seat nje ngu bravo nje ngubani sihambe ngebhasi ephucukile engikuchoyo ukuthi let's change the leadership let's change the system for the betterment of the country bayithi sesithwele zima ngubani umuntu ongasiphakamele ezulu asikhiphe kulobu buzima esikibona
Uyitshayele kakhulu baba ungabe ukwetsholojo
Hayi mina ngizicatshele mntakwenapha nje endaweni kodwa ke ngumuntu wakomthwakazi nje ofisa ukuthi into zihambe kakuhle
Hayi siyakuzwa kuhle sibongele kakhulu khona ngapha ke-Tsholojo baba
Hayi sibongile
So that was a caller from Tsholojo and he was saying that he doubts the sincerity of Mrs. Mjuru and he says why is it that you know she's just coming in and she has not been roughed up as much as people thought you know after allegedly trying to you know overthrow the president and he says suppose it was Jabulani Smanda who has been fighting and saying a lot of things would he be in the same kind of position as Mjuru he doubts it he says maybe he could be on the run right now because he comes from Matabeleland and he says anyway if Mrs. Mjuru is very genuine so be it and other political parties should also join and then fight against the system and not the person Mr. Mugabe
let's go back to first let's bring in Mr. Bebe honorable Bebe you heard what Mr. Moyo said in some listeners about you know what are you doing to change the system because they are saying the system itself is wrong or it's rigged
The system that brought in Mugabe had no time limits. It had actually given Mugabe a blank check that he can rule forever. But now, in the advent of the government of national, let me say not government, I mean GPA, it changed slightly because there was the new constitution that brought into effect that any president who rules Zimbabwe can only rule for a maximum of 10 years. That is positive. No person can say he would enjoy for more than 10 years. That is if people do not have the opportunity to remove that person. But at least that on its own is one fundamental act that is actually can tell every president that comes into play that, look, you have only got 10 years to prove yourself or else you are going to be kicked out like someone who has actually failed. In our own language, you say, uzaxotshwa njengenja. That's what they say. So we are saying that's the first step that we have shown that we are changing the system. The second thing is we have had a centralized government system. The centralized government system gave Mugabe too much enormous powers, such that he knew that the buck stopped with him in Harare. But once, in the advent of the new constitution, we have seen a new system that has come in, the devolution of power. So whoever comes in, yes, Mugabe has failed to implement the devolution of power because, one, he did not want it to be part of the constitution. Secondly, he has run down the economy. The economy cannot support the devolution system. So we are saying, once a new government comes into place, that thing is going to be triggered. And once it's triggered, it's going to alleviate the problem of this system that is too much centralized in Harare. And the third thing that I'm saying that it is going to change things. For the first time or for now, Zimbabweans have seen that every other person who is opposed to Mugabe should come together to fight. And once you have got a group of people fighting for one common goal, you've got checks and balances. We don't have one single person that will take it all. We've got other people that have participated in moving this monster who are going to have a weight. Those are the three basic changes that show you these are the things that are on the table.
Honorable Gumbo,
actually have
honorable Bebe,
make sure that we remove the obstacle.
Thank you. Please do stay on the line, Mr. Paskiti and Honorable Bebe. And we also have Mr. Gumbo. Bagumbo Arparunari. Rambe Makabata Tchadzoka Kwamuri. For our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. We are streaming live. So go to our Facebook pages, Shona English and Ndebele. This is Blessing Zulu.
And Mr. Israel Moyo, stay on the line there. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying stay tuned.